Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are three very important clues in this gospel today for you and I if we want Jesus to heal us. First of all, the leper was obviously a man of incredible faith, and faith is absolutely necessary. He knew that Jesus could heal him, and he didn't have a second of a doubt about it. Secondly, both the leper and Jesus break the law. The law said a leper could not come in contact with any other people because they too would then be unclean. And the law further said under no circumstances could you ever touch a leper. And what does Jesus do? He reaches out and touches him and heals him. And so the action was more important than the law. And thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, the leper's need is obvious, but you and I are much more clever at covering up and masking and hiding our shortcomings, our frailties, our deficiencies. And until we sit down and ask ourselves and answer the question, "Where am I not living the gospel?" we can't expect to go to Jesus and be healed. We have to be authentic and admit where we fail. And if we do that and go to him, he will heal us. Amen.